All right, welcome members. Thanks for plugging in with me tonight. It's Thursday the 27th of June 2019. You're listening to the Crass Files podcast with Adam. This is a great way for me to plug in for the members and just cover the basics. The world around us, it's crazy. All the things that I'm seeing and reading, lots of interesting articles I'm posting on my website, crassfiles.com, and what I'm seeing in the media, mainstream media and social media and all of these things, put in my two cents, why not? Try and kind of work out what's happening around us and look deeper into this matrix system, this spider's web. So, thanks for becoming members. Really appreciate it. Helps me out tremendously to continue here. Real alternative media is under assault, especially in Australia. There's not many of us doing what I'm doing here right now, so we continue. Thanks for listening. For joining me. Here we go. Now, these podcasts that I'll be doing, they're kind of, they'll be about all different types of subjects and not for everybody, I understand that. But this show tonight centers on freedom of speech, you know, your ability as an individual to express yourself and how that is being all washed away very quickly. And I do feel, unbelievably, that in Australia we still have a backbone. A lot of the Australian population suffer from Stockholm Syndrome, but I think we're a bit of a sleeping dragon here. And I think people are starting to wake up to things, so watch this space. Watch Australia. I think we've been kind of under the thumb for a long time, so I'm hoping there's going to be a bit of fight back, a bit of fire in the belly of the people here. Because we're taking a lot of shit, folks, and it's getting a bit ridiculous. So what I thought I would do on this show tonight, and you know, there's a lot to go through, but I thought I would cover the Israel Folau case. Israel Folau. And I can't go through everything. I'll just sort of create a timeline and I'll go in and out. I'm going somewhere with this. People overseas would be like, okay, if they're listening to this, they'd be like, what the hell's this guy talking about? So Israel Folau, basically, to cut a long story short, he's an Australian rugby union player. I like rugby union. You got the All Blacks and all of this. And Israel Folau plays rugby union for the Wallabies. World Cup coming up this year, I think. And so he was basically recently had his contract terminated on because of his religious beliefs and what he's posted. So I've got some good sort of stuff. I've got something here that kind of ties it all together, so I'll read through it. But I wanted to go over this not so much because I have anything to do with these people or him or even really like him or anything like that. I mean, I watch some of the games and stuff like that. I just think I'm going through this because it's an important case. That's why I'm watching it. Really, at the end of the day, you know, it's the theatre of war, isn't it, folks? I mean, as Rome burns, we all look the other way. It's all part of the entertainment game, you know, keeping the keeping the mob distracted as the real work goes on underneath, keeping us all looking in the other direction all the time. But I just feel like I need to cover some of these things. People might be thinking why, but I think it's an important case, this, and it's getting really interesting. Indeed, I've been sort of following it. So just to go through this fundraiser stuff happening with this Israel Folau, he's an Islander as well. As I said, plays rugby for the Wallabies. So he originally had a GoFundMe page, which they took down. Okay, so a campaign to raise funds to support ex-Wallaby Israel Folau's legal stoush with Rugby Australia has been paused after donations topped 2 million. So the Australian Christian Lobby, who have now taken up the donations after it was shut down from GoFundMe, they set it up there on their website, which they have every right to. If they want to do that, that's great. Said the flow of donations since that started on Tuesday, that's this week, and we're Thursday now, had been overwhelming. More than 20,000 people had donated more than $2.2 million by Thursday morning. So they've decided to sort of put a hold on that and then bring it up again later if they need any more money for this particular case. So they're saying the sheer scale and pace of the response from donors has been absolutely overwhelming in Australia. For this guy, Israel Folau. So the ACL also released statements thanking the supporters, the Australian Christian Lobby, for the overwhelming support here of Izzy and anyone involved in this. And they're saying they're truly grateful for donating all of this money and that he needs it to continue this campaign. So this campaign is showing that there's a lot of support for Folau, and showing there's a voice in Australia that just can't be ignored. And this is sort of what sparked my interest. I think, you know, this amount of people standing up here is pretty interesting. So originally he wanted to raise $3 million for unfair dismissal case, which he says is discrimination based on religious grounds. So he was seeking $10 million in damages from Rugby Union Australia and wants his multi-million dollar contract to be reinstated after it was pulled. So what happened was this guy, Israel Folau, he's a Christian. He posted some comments. Bible passages, basically, on social media, and I'll go through that now, exactly what he said. And so Rugby Australia deemed that as kind of like homophobic hate speech, and basically terminated his contract. I mean, you know, sports-wise, you're looking at one of the greatest players ever. I mean, you're looking at one of the greatest players in rugby in the world and probably Australia's greatest player coming up to the World Cup, you know, and they've sacked him over something that he said. This is where we're going in Australia, and I'm going to go into this tonight as quick as I can, like where all this is coming from and what it may mean. So basically what he did was sort of paraphrase a Bible passage saying that drunk people, homosexuals, adulterers, liars, fornicators, thieves, atheists, and such and so on would go to hell unless they repented. And obviously, this didn't go over in a country where the LGBTQ brigade are gaining full control in this country. This kind of all stems, and there's a lot to go through, so I can't go through all of it, but this all stems from changing Australia's marriage laws, the same-sex marriage laws, the yes or no vote thing that happened a while ago. Israel Folau was one of the celebrity kind of bigger people, sporting celebrity he is, that stood up with his religious beliefs. He's got every right to, and he said that he was going to vote no to change Australia's marriage laws. And so if you were a celebrity or anyone with a bit of pull at that time that came out in this country and said that you didn't agree with changing our marriage laws, you got viciously attacked by these hate groups, these mobs that seemed to be getting funding, and it was absolutely terrible. They were, attacking anybody who simply had their own beliefs and didn't want to vote to change Australia's marriage laws. So that's where it all kind of started. And Israel Folau, I understand in his position, just looking at it myself, he's got to be careful earning millions of dollars and being a big sports star. He's got to be careful with what he's saying. But that's what he basically said, and he's quoting a Bible passage and all of this. Now, I don't believe in any of this. I think it's all fear-based mind control, and it's done through the religions. I mean, all this stuff that if you're a drunk or you're homosexual or if you cheat on your wife or if you're a liar or if you're a thief or if you're an atheist, you're going to go to hell. I don't buy into any of this. I'm just looking at this case. In regards to that, I think that's just all, it's all fear that the religions push onto people, and I don't believe in hell. I think the movies and religions have made us, believe that, but I don't think there's any hell at all. I think that's all absolute nonsense. Maybe in the afterlife experience, when people do die, maybe there's some places they go, sort of like planes or kind of darker places, bad places that kind of bring up their fears or things like that. Maybe there's places that they go in that afterlife experience that aren't too good, where they have to work out their own stuff. But I don't believe that these people are going to go to hell. But that's what he said in his post, and that's absolutely his right. If he reads the Bible, his father's a preacher, and they're big on the church, the whole family over there. And he reads the Bible, and that's what his opinion is. That's great. Good on him. Let's see if he wants to get up there and say that. That's fine. So this podcast really is about freedom of speech. That's why I'm looking at this case. So going into this, it's quite a lot to go through, but he has been very attacked. And but the campaign's on again through the Australian Christian Lobby. And a lot of the media have been on him, and they've been attacking him because he's a wealthy, rugby union star, and he's got quite a lot of property that equals about $7 million, and he's raising money from the public for $3 or $4 million, and they're saying, why doesn't he sell his properties? I don't really care what he has, I don't care if he has properties on the moon, wherever, I don't care. It's the case that I'm supporting here and I'm very interested in. I think he should take the bastards through the ringers, and I'm looking at these people who are in charge at Rugby Union Australia, and it's just bizarre. It's all this crazy stuff going on there now that really defies belief, and we're getting it in all aspects of our lives. The last people I would expect is them, but they're carrying on with all this LGBTQ propaganda as well. So he's got himself in trouble there. So there's a anti-Israel Folau GoFundMe page raising money for LGBTQ rights. It actually really is. I'm looking at it now. I don't know who's actually doing it, but that hasn't been taken down. So just going over it as well, it was an Instagram post in April. this year that looked at drunks and fornicators and homosexuals. And as I said, that all stems from the same-sex marriage laws that they changed here in Australia, like they've done in Canada and other countries, Ireland, I think. And so, this is a fund going against him on GoFundMe. Now, GoFundMe got rid of his, so it's gone to the Australian Christian Lobby, and they're raising more money now, so that's probably a better way. But they're not going to take this down for it because it's the LGBTQ terrorists. That's what they are, thugs. So you can't touch them, can you? No. Now, I just wanted to look at an article. I think I did post it on the website. It was just in regards to the federal election in 2019 this year. Look, in regards to elections and governments and all this, we're basically a corporation. We're under maritime law. We're completely controlled by the British Crown over there. There's a part of London that controls shit here, really. You know, it's all got to do with the Vatican, the Jesuits, the Black Pope, all of this stuff. There's a lot of money involved, and we're just basically a little plot here. We're a corporation, and we're owned. So, I'm going to go into this on another podcast later. That's going to be a very special one for the members. That's another side issue, but, we're owned here. And so all these, Liberal and Labour and all of this stuff, in the government, it's kind of like a carnival show, a freak show, really. It's just a show to keep the mob all distracted and, it makes them feel, needed or wanted, maybe more secure in their lives as they move through their lifetimes, that they do live in, they actually do live in a democracy. What can we do? What can we do? How do we change this? I mean, you signed everything over when you had a birth certificate, you know. You work for the system. You're just a tool to work. That's what happens. They keep everybody medicated enough and sick just enough so they can still work, but not actually keel over and die. That's how they run the system. So they're keeping everyone bogged down there in that regard, especially looking at fear, which I've talked about a lot. But if I just were to sort of break through this and just look at every aspect, I mean, we have to really, so, you know, maybe people will be thinking you're wasting your time here, but I just want to look at every angle. In Australia, with the last federal election, we had a Liberal win, and we got rid of the Labor government and Bill Shorten and his Green Party. And in that regard, it's a good thing. I think Liberals are going to be more conservative, and I do think that's a better outcome, looking at what we have, because we don't have much, and there's not much choice. There's really just the two. You don't have any choice in this country. It's Liberal or Labour. and then the vicious circle goes round and round. People unanimously voted in a Liberal government, and we got rid of Bill Shorten. He's a queer, and I don't like that guy. He gives me the creeps. He makes my skin crawl. And I'm always wondering what happened to those rape allegations with him, but him and his Green Party got kicked to the curb, thank God. Anyway, looking at this post in regards to Israel Folau's case, federal election 2019, Labor's bid, this was under Bill Shorten, to ban anti-gay speech. This is what was going to happen. So Labor was considering expanding anti-discrimination legislation to shield gay and transgender people from harmful speech if elected, in a move that has alarmed lawyers and free speech advocates. So this was flagged in the ALP's National Platform Policy Documents. So it's been likened to Section 18C of the Racial Discrimination Act. We also have racial vilification laws. If you type that into Google or whatever you search for on the internet, you type in racial vilification laws, you'll just get Australia, 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 because that's where they exist. So we don't just have racial discrimination laws, which are draconian and terrible enough. We have these vilification laws, if I said that before. Sorry if I missed that. Racial vilification laws as well, which are horrifying. Not any other country in the world, not even the United States, will touch those, mate. And so they were going to strengthen all these, and that was having the potential to stifle freedom of speech in this country. And so people at that time, when the election was going on, they were singling out this thing going on with Christian rugby union player Israel Folau, because this has been going on for months through the election as well. And he denounced homosexuality, of course, as I said, and he breached the sports code of conduct, because it's all written up by the LGBTQ mob now. And all their big funders, you see. So they were saying that the questions were coming up to whether, you know, under Labour's proposed legislation, as I said, thank God this guy got kicked out and they didn't go in to government here in this country, but Israel Folau could have been exposed to criminal sanctions. There you go. This is a very worrying platform for all of us indeed. So he could have been criminally prosecuted here for posting on social media a passage from the Bible. So it doesn't matter if you're religious or not, that's his right to do that. Everybody out there, as long as they're not hurting anyone or injuring anyone or badly insulting anyone or anything like that, if you know, everyone and has their own opinions, and they have an absolute right to express them. So he could have been, you know, he may have gone to prison if Bill Shorten and his Green Party had come in. And, you know, the Green Party in Australia and Richard Di Natale, who runs them, they're just a front for the UN. They're just a grubby little front for the UN to bring in their grubby little agendas and their Agenda 2030 and restrict us from doing anything, you know, in our day-to-day lives. So according to the Labour policy, any prejudice against LGBTIQ people contributes to harassment, and they're also saying hate speech. And I don't know where that's going to go, the hate speech thing as well. And they're saying spoken words such as harassment causes actual harm. That's a really important one, folks. They're saying written or spoken word harassment is equivalent to actual harm, actually hurting someone, punching them. That's what they were trying to take this. Extreme prejudice and discrimination and causes harm to people. So Labour was considering such harmful harassment as is an unacceptable abuse of the responsibilities that come with freedom of speech and must be subject to effective sanctions. Labour will ensure that anti-discrimination law provides such effective sanctions and are much toughened. So again, here it says around Israel Folau's Instagram post about religion and what he quoted from the Bible. This person's saying that there were questions over about whether under Labour's plans, the Wallabies player could find himself being pursued for causing harm to LGBTIQ Australians. Can you believe that? And that's physical harm. That's assault. Yeah, and that's basically it. And again, here I got a lot of stuff here. Sorry, a lot of stuff all going through at all the same time. They're talking again about offending, insulting, humiliating, with term to harass. Labour said the change would license hate speech, and all of this. So they were pushing hate speech through here as well, but this is I don't think any of this is going to see the light of day, thank God, and that's because a Liberal government in. So we have to, the Liberal government's in now, this won't happen. This would have happened under Bill Shorten's Labour government and Green government in this country, so thank God Australians saw some sense there and didn't vote this idiot in, because we would have been in very, very, very big trouble in this country if he had have got in. So there we go. Hate speech you know, if you're religious and you quote from the Bible, you're actually physically assaulting someone now if it says anything against homosexuals, like Israel Folau has put up there on Instagram. Pretty incredible. And you can see this is incremental. You can see where we're going. Where they're trying to turn us into Canada on steroids, you know, and we do not as a country want to go there. The same-sex marriage laws, the change of that in Australia didn't have anything to do with homosexual couples being able to marry, who might have professional lives together and want to get married. It didn't have anything to do with that. It was about bringing all this kind of stuff in, this ugliness, this draconian ugliness. So that's, you know, like they've done in Canada and what they're doing to Ireland and all of this. It's about bringing down, in particular, white nations. As we get flooded in with migrants and our whole culture gets flushed down the toilet, this is an absolute assault on religious beliefs, Christianity, and the family unit in this country. And it's happening in many white countries and European countries around the world. You know, we're a white Western European type country here in Australia. This is an assault on the family unit. And I'm seeing them absolutely everywhere now, everywhere. You don't even want to turn the TV on in this country because every night they're on there and they're like cackling hyenas. Up there on the TV, they're just disgusting lowlifes up there, and they're just pushing all this propaganda, and there's just this hatred of the family unit in this country, and they just want it gone. And we're going to talk a little bit about Canada now, and then just finish off with the LGBTQIQ unit, you know, thugs themselves, and who's funding them and all of this. But very interesting, this attack on the family unit in this country. It's been going on for a long time. And there's a lot of power and there's a lot of money behind this. And the big result is not just disturbing the hell out of our kids sexually, confusing them sexually, but the big result here is also, you know, turning our schools into grooming grounds for pedophiles. And, you know, re-educating the teachers to regurgitate this propaganda served up through these organizations like the LGBTIQ movement. But ultimately, it's about, you know, pedophiles getting their fangs into our children's throats. That's what they want. They want our children. The LGBTQ mob want to put our children's genitals on the chopping block and smash them to pieces. They want to take their sexual identity and smash it, like smashing glass, and then smash it 100 times over, you know, just smash it into billions and trillions of pieces. That's what they want to do, and that's what they're going to do if we don't stand up and stop these monsters. Because, you know, none of this has anything to do, as I said, I don't have any problems with, you know, people who want to be gay. Be gay. Do whatever you want. I couldn't care less. The gay couples, all this stuff. I mean, do whatever you want, but don't force it on to society. And that's what they're doing. They're forcing it onto us. And then they're complaining if you mention them. You know, if anyone says anything about them, then they want you put in prison for assaulting them. But they're forcing their opinions, you know, the ideology and everything onto us and our children. It's absolutely disgusting, and we have to stop it, or it's just going to get worse, like a cancer. This is a pretty incredible article that I've gone through a little bit before. It was from Public Discourse, and it was a warning from Canada: same-sex marriage erodes fundamental rights. It's a really amazing article, brave one too. And so it was basically, and we did have some warnings from Canada, you know, when they were going to change the marriage laws here, not to do it, and we didn't listen, and it got changed anyway. But this is about the LGBT rights movement involved in this centralized sort of state of power, and how they're looking to attack the First Amendment freedoms of Americans. So it was kind of pointed towards America. And it's talking about Canada's lessons. And I think it's just so important here. So in Canada, you know, they did this quite a while ago and changed the marriage laws and everything. And they got this idiot clown in there, Justin Trudeau, I think. This guy's an absolute stooge. for the ghouls that run his life, man. He's an absolute stooge, and I think he's like this pretty boy, party boy sort of look, Mr. Wonderful, you know, up there, and the Canadians fell for it, hook, line, and sinker. He's been a disaster for that country, an absolute disaster. Really sad. So in Canada, you know, freedoms of speech, press, religion, and association have suffered greatly due to government pressure. The debate over same-sex marriage that is taking place in the United States could not legally exist in Canada right now today. So maybe, you know, it'll if this gets worse in Australia, I won't be able to get up here and talk about this stuff because of legal restrictions on speech. If you say or write anything considered homophobic, including by definition anything questioning same-sex marriage, you could face discipline, termination of employment, or prosecution by the government. So that's what I was just mentioning there. What they're trying to do, they're trying to make it so if you say anything against these people, you could go to prison, lose everything, lose your job and be prosecuted because that's considered assault, even worse. Why do the police prosecute speech under the guise of eliminating hate speech when there are existing legal remedies and criminal protections against slander, defamation, threats, and assault that equally apply to all Americans? Hate crime, like policies using terms sexual orientation and gender identity, create unequal protections in law, whereby protected groups receive more legal protection than other groups. So very interesting, that one, isn't it? Having witnessed how mob hysteria in Indiana, this is talking about the United States, called the legislature to backtrack on Religious Freedom Restoration Act, many Americans are beginning to understand that some activists on the left, the lefty lunatics, they're everywhere in the Australian media, these people, always these lesbian-looking women with butch hairdos, always coloured and, you know, man-haters. Family haters, they want to usher in state control over every institution and freedom that you have. In this scheme, personal autonomy and freedom of expression become nothing more than pipe dreams, and children become commodified. Just swapped around like they're nothing, like they're garbage. Children are not commodities. They can be justifiably severed from their natural parentage and traded between unrelated adults. Children in same-sex households will often deny their grief and pretend they don't miss a biological parent, feeling pressured to speak positively due to the politics surrounding the LGBTQ movement in their households. However, when children lose either of their biological parents because of death, divorce, adoption, or whatever it may be, they experience a painful void. This is a void deep, folks. This is deep down, you know, in there, that opens up, you know, in these children. It's the same. It's the same for us when our gay parent brings his or her same-sex partner into our lives. Their partners can never replace or a missing biological parent. The state, as ultimate controller of the parent. Over and over, we are told that permitting same-sex couples access to the designation of marriage will not deprive anyone of any rights. That is a lie, and that's what we heard in Australia. Even people on some of my social media pages said it won't change anything. You know, permitting same-sex couples to get married by changing the laws here in Australia, the marriage laws, will just allow them to get married, and it won't deprive anyone else of any of their rights. That's what they were saying. It's not going to change anything else. It's just going to allow these poor people to be able to get married, you know. No. That's a lie. That's a lie. They're liars. When same-sex marriage was legalized in Canada in 2005, parenting was immediately redefined. Canada's gay marriage law, Bill C-38, included a provision to erase the term natural parent and replace it across the board with gender-neutral legal parent in federal law. Now, all children only have legal parents as defined by the state. By legally erasing biological parenthood in this way, the state ignores children's foremost right, their immutable yearning to know and be raised by their own biological parents. Mothers and fathers bring unique and complementary gifts to their children. Contrary to the logic of same-sex marriage, the gender of parents matters for the healthy development of children. We know, for example, that the majority of incarcerated men did not have their fathers in their home. Fathers, by their nature, secure identity, instill direction, provide discipline, boundaries, and risk-taking adventures, and set lifetime examples for their children. That's how important a father is, especially for girls growing up. When the father goes out of the house, when there's a divorce, when there's a split, you get a lot of problems. In fact, I was hearing that in Australia, that it was just where I grew up. Actually, the police were saying there they're getting huge numbers of young teenage girls just moving around from house to house, sleeping on couches. They don't want to go home because they're from broken homes. The parents have split up or the dad's not home anymore. And, you know, they're taking drugs and they're drinking and they're just going from house to house and sleeping on couches, you know, and it's sort of an epidemic happening. And they set lifelong examples for their children, but fathers cannot nurture children in the womb or give birth and breastfeed babies. Mothers nurture the children in unique and beneficial ways that cannot be duplicated by the fathers. We can see the balance here, see? There's this incredible natural balance that's being disturbed and shattered by these mobs. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that men and women anatomically and biologically, physiologically and psychologically, hormonally and neurologically different from each other. These unique differences provide lifelong benefits to children that cannot be duplicated by same-sex gender legal parents acting out different gender roles or attempting to substitute for the missing male or female role model in the home. In effect, same-sex marriage not only deprives children of their own rights to natural parentage, it gives the state the power to override the autonomy of biological parents, which means parental rights are usurped by the government. Now we're going to talk about hate tribunals. So in Canada, it is considered discriminatory to say that marriage is between a man and a woman. You can't do that. No, it's not. That's what's happening here. That's what they're doing here. We've talked about this a lot. They're redefining speech. They're changing all of that, what you can and can't say. Even our airlines are doing it. See, Qantas, Australian airline, Qantas, everyone knows that, one of the most famous airlines in the world. One of the big guys who runs that, he's a homosexual. And they're all being told what they can and can't say to mums and dads on the planes. You know, you can't say boy or girl or dad or mum. You can't say that. See? That's hate speech. You can't say boy or girl. It's discriminatory. You know? It's not just politically incorrect in Canada to say so. You can be saddled with tens of thousands of dollars of legal fees, fined, and forced to take sensitivity training. Sensitivity training. Because you're a dad or a mum. Anyone who is offended by something you have said or written can make a complaint to the Human Rights Commissions and tribunals in Canada. These organizations police speech, penalizing citizens for any expression deemed in opposition to particular sexual behaviors, the LGBTQI mob, or protected groups identified under sexual orientation, the LGBTQI mob, funded by big rich billionaires. It takes only one complaint against a person to be brought before the tribunal, costing the defendant tens of thousands of dollars in legal fees. The commissions have the power to enter private residences. They have the power to come into your house, no warrant, and remove all items pertinent to their investigations, checking for hate speech. Think I'm kidding, right? This is happening in Canada, and this is what they want for Australia. So what would happen to me now, folks? See how I'm putting my head on the chopping block here, you know? And that's why I'm saying, you know, with a change in government here, a liberal government, more of a conservative government, hopefully we're gonna buy some time here, because this is where it's going, and when it happens, what do you do? I won't be able to talk to the listeners like I am now, and express myself just like Israel Folau can't express his opinions about his religious beliefs. It's hate speech, and they want to take him down, you see, and that's why I'm going back to him. He's taking them to court, and if he wins this case, and he has the money to fund his case, and he wins it, this is going to be a huge case in Australia. This is taking all these people that want this, that is infecting every part of our lives. It's going to take all that, and it's going to really shine a light on it, you know? Like trying to bust out of a prison and they shine a light on you. It's going to shine a light on it, all of this filth. And so that's why this is a big case, I think. I think that this is everyone's going to be watching this case, you know, from Australia to see what he does here. I think it's incredible, and I think we kind of need it. Otherwise, things are just going to get so rotten and crazy. We're going to turn into Canada, and it's going to get even worse. This is crazy. Now, it's saying in Canada, the plaintiff making the complaint, say someone who complains against you for saying something about, you know, the LGBTQ movement, or someone who's gay, or whatever you said, like Israel Folau did. He's, you know, you might have another quote from the Bible, and you might put it up on social media, and someone's made a complaint about you, and they're going to drag you for the courts. That's what they're saying. It's all the system in Canada set up to crush you like a bug. So these people who make the complaints, they have everything paid for by the government. It doesn't cost them anything. That's a disaster. Not so the defendant. Even if the defendant is found innocent, which you probably wouldn't be, but even just say in some Twilight Zone you were, you can't recover the legal costs. If you're found guilty, you must pay fines to the person who brought the complaint, who brought forth the complaint. See what they're doing here? So they're protecting people. They're protecting people who are going to make a complaint against someone. But that means that people are going to be, they're going to have their lives ruined. But the people who are making the complaint, they're going to have everything paid for. So they don't have anything to lose. They can make up whatever they want, and they know. Because the system is so corrupt, they can win in court, and you're going to have to pay them all this money out. What a great way for fakers as well. You know, so that's a terrible system in Canada. That's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. It's like it's tempting people to do that. You know, if your beliefs, values, and political opinions are different from the states, from Big Brothers, you risk losing your professional license, your job, your business, and even your children. It's what's happening in New York City right now. If you don't vaccinate your kids, they're going to come knocking on your door, and the child protection services are going to take your kids, and they're going to put them in foster homes to be raped. You think I'm kidding? Go and look on my website. It's all there. In New York City, man, that's where they're going now. This is sliding and sliding down darker and darker, darker pathways. So they're coming for your kids if you don't vaccinate them. If you religiously take a stand against vaccinating your kids, that's all being taken away. You have no rights now. And you don't do it, they're going to come and take your kids. There you go. And that's what it's saying here. If you have a different opinion from Big Brother, that's what this is saying. If you have a different opinion from the state, You risk losing everything, your job, your children, your whole life. Look no further than the Lev Tahor sect, an Orthodox Jewish sect, it's saying here. Many members, we're getting these Jewish sects as well in New York City, who don't want to vaccinate their kids. Many members who had been involved in a bitter custody battle with child protection services, rapists, began leaving Chatham in Ontario for Guatemala in March 2014 to escape prosecution for their religious faith, which conflicted with the province's guidelines for religious education. Of the 200 sect members, only half a dozen families remain there. Parents can expect state interference when it comes to moral values. Oh my God. I think I've gone through parts of this before, but can you believe this? Parents can expect state interference when it comes to moral values. Okay, this is your value and belief system inside your home with your own family. What you teach your children, how you want them to grow up, how you want to do things in your own home. Parenting and education, and not just in school, the state has access into your home to supervise you as the parent, to judge your suitability. See, this is the changing of the same-sex marriage laws. This is what they did. They took your rights as a parent away, and that's what's happened in this country, Australia. And if the state doesn't like what you're teaching your children, the state will attempt to remove them from your home. See, because the system waiting there are pedophiles. It's a pedophile system, and it's a system of abusers and rapists. That's where they put them. They put them to go and get raped, and they take them out of stable, loving homes because you're raising your children with good, strong moral values and education and religious values or whatever you see fit. It's a mum and dad in a home raising a child. That's evil. You can't do that, see? So they're prying in on this and they don't want it. And so if they judge that you're just not suitable to be a parent, they're going to take your kids. Is this what people want in Australia? Is it? Is this what you want? You know, gay people getting married? This doesn't have anything to fucking do with gay people getting married. What a disgusting joke. Where's the gay people getting married here? Big brother looking in your home and judging whether you can, you know, you're a good parent or not. That's got nothing to do with gay marriage. Gay marriage was just a trigger. It was a scam to dupe the Australian public, to open the doors to demons. And once these demons get in, you can't get them out. That's the problem. I've mentioned them before. The Cenobites from Hellraiser. Clive Barker book. Read it. That's them. Teachers cannot make comments in their social networks. We're getting that in Australia as well. Write letters to educators, publicly debate, or vote according to their own conscience on their own time. See, you're going to get dobbed in. This is unbelievable. You can't write a letter. You can't vote because you think a certain way. This is crazy. They can be disciplined or lose any chance of tenure. They can be required at a bureaucrat's whim to take re-education classes or sensitivity training or be fired for thinking politically incorrect thoughts. How long before, with all this nanodust, you know, and all this technology, all these beams and 5G, or are they already doing it? When are they going to get inside our heads and read our thoughts? You know, I think there was an old sci-fi movie called Fortress. I'll check that out, where the guy was in this prison and the warden could read their dreams. And if they were dreaming, they had bad thoughts, he would intestinate them. They had to swallow this thing. They had this thing in their guts and it would intestinate them and they'd be lying on the floor in agony. You know, it's like that, you know, are they going to get in our heads here and work out what we're thinking? You know, this is crazy. This is Big Brother overreaching on steroids in Canada, man. And this is the model that they want to do in Australia. When same-sex marriage was created in Canada, gender-neutral language became legally mandated. Newspeak proclaims that it is discriminatory to assume a human being is male or female. See, you can't even assume over there in Canada that a human being is a male or a female. But this male has a penis and the female has a vagina and breasts. No, you're going to prison. See, you're not even allowed to say skin. Hands, feet, eyes. Him, her, woman, man, husband, marriage, life, partner, babies, genitals. Can't say anything. But what can you do? You can watch pornography. You can watch explicit, hardcore, triple X-rated pornography at a whim. You just press a button on your keyboard and there it is. And it's endless. It's endless. It's like a black vortex. It never ends. Young 18-year-old girls getting raped and gangbanged. You can watch that till the cows come home. You can't say mum, dad. See what they're doing? So to being inclusive, special non-gender specific language is being used in the media. That's what we're getting in Australia. And it's not just now, it's been for years now. They're doing in Australia, they've actually got crews that go around to workplaces and offices. We did a whole podcast on this. I think it's up on Tot News as well. T-O-T-T News. You can see the widget on crazfiles.com. Good on you, Ethan. He put up an article on this, and I don't have it in front of me, but it was about these agencies now set up by the government, and they go to workplaces and they correct their language. They tell them how to speak and what you can and can't say now in the workplace. This is the special non-gender specific language, and it's getting worse. It's crazy. It's like unbelievable. And so they're going to workplaces and they're going to schools now. They're in the schools now. And they're looking for anyone who seems ignorant, appears ignorant or homophobic or discriminatory. A special curriculum is being used in many schools to teach students how to use proper gender-neutral language. And this is not known to many, many parents. The use of gender terms to describe husband and wife, father and mother, Mother's Day and Father's Day, and he and she is being eradicated in Canadian schools. See, you can't say Mother's Day or Father's Day. That's hate speech. You can't say him, she, he. Come on, man. See, this is Canada. This is modern Canada. And most Canadians, they love this guy. They love it. Why do people love to be punished? Why do people love to be punished? Is it Stockholm Syndrome? That's a really good one. A condition which causes hostages to develop a psychological alliance with their captors as a survival strategy during captivity. You know, is this what people are doing? I mean, deep down subconsciously, do they know they're captives? Do they know they're under assault? Human beings are crazy, man. This is nutty, beyond belief. I mean, why aren't the people of Canada standing up and going bananas? But it's not happening here. I'm hoping something happens, anything. I'll take anything here in Australia to not be like them. I don't want to be like Canada, man. I don't know what I'm going to do. Jump out the window. I have to get an exit plan. Because if this shit happens here, man, I don't know what I'm going to do. This is just frightening. So this is a really important one here. Under the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms, Canadian citizens were supposed to have been guaranteed freedom of religion, freedom of thought, belief, opinion, and expression, including freedom of press and other media of communication. What I'm doing, alternative media, real alternative media, freedom of peaceful assembly, being able to protest, being able to meet up with people and have a conversation in the park, and freedom of association. In reality, all of these freedoms have been curtailed with the legislation of same-sex marriage. Wedding planners, rental halls, bed, breakfasts, owners, florists, photographers, bakers have already seen their freedoms eroded, rights ignored, and religious freedoms trampled on in Canada. But this is not just about the wedding industry. Anybody who owns a business may not legally permit his or her conscience to inform business practices or decisions if those decisions are not in line with the tribunal's decisions and the government's sexual orientation and gender identity non-discrimination laws. Government's sexual orientation and gender identity non-discrimination laws. In the end, this means that the state basically dictates whether and how citizens may express themselves. Freedom to assemble and speak freely about man and woman marriage, family and sexuality is now restricted. Most faith communities have become politically correct to avoid fines and loss of charitable status. Canadian media are restricted by the Canadian Radio, Television and Telecommunications Commission's CRTC, which is similar to the FCC. If the media air anything considered discriminatory, broadcasting licenses can be revoked and human rights bodies can charge fines and restrict future airings. An example of legally curtailed speech regarding homosexuality in Canada involves the case of Bill Watcott, who was arrested for hate speech in April 2014 after distributing pamphlets that were critical of homosexuality. You are an evil man. Whether or not you agree with what he says, you should be against this is the state-sanctioned gagging. So this is a state-sanctioned gagging. Books, DVDs, and other materials can also be confiscated at the Canadian border if the materials are deemed hateful. Americans and Australians need to prepare for the same sort of surveillance society in America if the Supreme Court rules to ban marriage as a male-female institution. We've already done that in Australia. It means that no matter what you believe, the government will be free to regulate your speech, your writing, your associations, and whether or not you may express your feelings. Americans also need to understand that the end game for some in the LGBT rights movement involves centralized state power and the end of your First Amendment freedoms. Complete, total, absolute centralized state power. And, man. And the thing is I'm reading all through this, and this is what people don't understand, and people won't understand in Australia. This is incremental. This is over years and years and years. This is just every few months or, you know, a couple of times a year, they bring in these new laws, and it just rolls. It's incremental. It's slow. It's like a cancer, and it just suffocates society, and it comes in, and next thing you know, it's 10 years later, like in Canada, and you turn around, and you're living in this bloody society. And as I said, if this happens, I'm out of here, man. Stuff that. If we look at the foundation and trusts that fund LGBT programs, the funding here for LGBTQ programs is just massive. It's gaining massive momentum. And donors all around the world are becoming increasingly interested in issues concerning the poor LGBTQ groups, human rights as well, and gay marriage, what we've just been talking about, and what's happening in Australia. So in 2012, US foundations alone provided over $120 million in support for the LGBTQ issues worldwide. Funding support for LGBTQ work is likely to be much higher in the coming years. Using these fundraising schemes, premium database, this guide identifies 20 private foundations and trusts from the US, Germany, Netherlands, Finland, and the UK that fund LGBTQ organizations and programs around the world. I won't go through all of this. I was just looking at some of these, and I saved some. Yeah, it's pretty incredible. If you look at some of these, interesting, American Jewish World Service, Arcus Foundation, as well. Maybe these might be familiar to some people. Arcus Foundation is a leading global foundation advancing pressing social justice with a specific focus on LGBT equality and conservation issues. In 2010, the foundation awarded nearly $2.5 million in grants towards LGBTQ issues. You've got these trusts like Barry and Martin's Trust Works in education, prevention, England, China, and Hong Kong. A lot of money here as well. Here we go. The Ford Foundation. Ford Foundation is committed to achieving lasting change that transforms people's lives and screws up our children sexually. So they're talking about poverty and justice. See, this is what they do. This is what they're doing under Safe Schools in Australia. All these programs they're bringing into these sick programs in our schools in Australia. One was Safe Schools. They're bringing it in under the umbrella of bullying programs. So they're stopping kids from being bullied. And so the parents say, yeah, and everyone signs on. And then when you go into the classroom, the teachers are teaching 10-year-olds about gay 40-year-old homosexual men having butt sex with each other and being promiscuous without condoms, and, you know, lesbian, gay sex and all of this promiscuous stuff. And then they're actually, you know, accessing pornographic, hardcore pornographic sites at home on their laptops and stuff like this from the schools. You know, and the schools are also bringing in these Cenobites as well, these, what do you call them, drag queens? You know, these drag queens are generally these confused, lonely men, you know, who are probably pedophiles and perverts. They put up all this makeup on and high heels and wigs and everything like that, and they entertain everyone and they live this double life. But you're probably looking at a pedophile under there, and they're opening their legs in the classrooms and teaching the kids all of this stuff. So the Ford Foundation, bang, that's a huge one. And they're bringing awareness with the LGBTQ communities. They're not even saying how much the Ford Foundation gives them, but I can imagine it's a lot. You know, you've got all these funds for global human rights, the Global Fund for Women, Kios, Finnish NGO Foundation for Human Rights, Levi Strauss Foundation, that's the jeans, another big funder here, funding the LGBTQ mob, Open Society Foundation, Overbrook Foundation, all giving money. It goes on and on. Sigrid Rusing Trust, Tides Foundation, all giving all this money. So there's more here about these people funding this movement and transgender ideology. If I could, this is a lot to go through. Exceedingly rich men with enormous influence are funding the transgender lobby and various transgender organizations and the LGBTQ mob as well. These include but are not limited to Jennifer Pritzker. I think that's these are Jews as well. This woman's a Jew as well, heavily funding this stuff. I'll look into it. I think I did, not sure. A male who identifies as a transgender, and of course George Soros. These are George Soros, so these are Zionists there, and Martin Rotbat, a male who identifies as transgender and transhumanist. Great. Tim Gill, a gay man. Drummond, Pike, Warren, and Peter Buffett. John Stryker, Mark Boham, and Rick Wildhand. Most of these, they're all billionaires, by the way. I'm just reading out these names, but they're billionaires, and they're funding the transgender lobby and organizations through their own organizations, including corporations. God. So these are, you know, organizations and corporations and billions of dollars all coming through to these LGBT movements, you know. This is David and Goliath. I mean, how does the simple old Aussie family unit, mum and dad, stand up against this? I mean, these are some of the richest people out there who have corporations pumping money into this, and it's like sewage, and it just gets pumped into the country, and it just gets splattered everywhere, and just gets pumped and spurted out of the TV sets and newspapers. And these puppets up there on TV, they just vomit this LGBTQ propaganda because they're all getting their pay cuts. And they all hate the family unit. Even some of them have families, but they're just like that because they're getting paid. Some of these funders often go through anonymous funding organizations such as Tides Foundation, founded and operated by Pike. Large corporations and philanthropists and organizations can send enormous amounts of money through to the Tides Foundation. So these are sort of like fronts, aren't they? Specify the direction of the funds, where the funds are supposed to go, and have the funds get to their destinations anonymously. My God, Tides Foundation creates a legal firewall and tax shelter for foundations and funds, political campaigns often using legally dubious tactics. They don't even pay tax or anything. We're getting screwed. These men and others, including pharmaceutical companies and the US government, are sending millions and millions of dollars to LGBT causes. Overall, reported global spending on LGBT is now estimated at more than $424 million from 2023 to 2013 alone. Reported funding for transgender issues increased more than eightfold, growing the threefold, the increase of LGBTQ funding overall, which quadrupled from 2003 to 2012. This huge spike in funding happened at the same time that transgenderism began gaining traction in the American culture and elsewhere. I guess $424 million is a lot of money. Is it enough to change laws, uproot language, change our language, and force new speech on the public, to censor, to create an atmosphere of threat and fear for those who do not comply with gender identity ideology? Absolutely crazy. So the big pharmaceutical companies are involved here as well. So much of this to go through, I'd need like a year, but it's all happening in Australia. And they're talking about doctors being retrained and trained in all this surgery now. You know, because they're getting all the kids on the puberty blocking drugs, and they're screwing all our children up so they don't know what they want to be anymore. I've seen articles just from the UK where they're talking to all these kids, more than 50% or something. They don't really know what they are anymore, so they're confusing the hell out of them, and they're getting the medical system set up to start chopping and cutting. You know, all these phalloplasty, vaginoplasty, facial feminization surgery, urethral procedures, and more and more and more. Americans and corporations are covering transgender surgeries, drugs, and other expenses. So you got all the drugs as they dice and slice all our kids up and chop all their faces off. Hormones, and all of this, it's just a gold rush. Puberty blockers, this is a massive market. Plastic surgery arm of medicine is staged for an infusion of cash as well. Organ transplants, especially womb transplants for men. Yes, transplanting a womb into a man identifying as a woman who may want future pregnancies. These surgeries are already being practiced on animals. This is satanic. I think when you read this stuff, when you're looking at transplanting wombs into men who want to have future babies and they're testing this stuff, I think it's just, you're looking at the end of the world maybe. Maybe this is the end times. How much worse can it get? Can it get any worse than this? But it does. It's crazy. And the first successful womb implant from a deceased female donor to another female has already been a success. Biogenetics is poised to be the investment of the future, says this person who has headed a massive pharmaceutical corporation and is now heavily invested in biogenetics and transplants. Transgenderism has certainly made its way into the American marketplace, so it seems important to consider the implications of this as we pass laws regarding transgender individuals and our civil liberties. See, it's all happening. Transgenderism sits square in the middle of the medical industry complex. Isn't that interesting? This is very, very interesting. Transgenderism and the medical industrial complex. You can see it's all being pushed. See, this is the same as creating diseases. They create diseases and then sell you drugs for them. And they give the diseases lots of great names as well. And it's all based on fear. Which in some estimates are saying here is bigger than the military-industrial complex. So it's the media, military, pharmaceutical, government, industrial complex. That's what it all is. Big money here. And the medical infrastructure is being built as we speak. So absolutely incredible. You look at the pharma industry, big pharma industry, and the big tech giants as well. Of course, they're pushing it, you know. It's being vomited through every TV and every bloody device imaginable. Are all for the all on the transgender train. So you're looking at big support here from pharmaceutical giants. Janssen Therapeutics, Health Foundation, Johnson & Johnson, Viv, Pfizer, Abbott Laboratories, Bristol Myers, Scrib Company, pharmaceuticals, major technology corporations, including Google, of course, Microsoft, Amazon, Intel, Dell, IBM. Also funding the transgender project. In February 2017, Apple, Microsoft, Google, IBM, Yelp, PayPal, and 53 other mostly tech corporations signed on to a amicus brief pushing the US Supreme Court to prohibit schools from keeping private facilities for students designated according to sex. Shake my head in disbelief. That's what all these companies, that's what's important to these companies. Not making the world a better place through technology and using it for a good way. They don't like that schools have a boys and girls toilets. Can you fucking believe this? These people, man. This makes my head explode. These corporations were pushing for transgender bathrooms. They were fighting President Trump. Trump's travel ban and immigration policies and reporting the incidents to CNN News made the obvious connection between the corporation's interests and the immigration ban and commerce and all of this, quoting a legal brief signed by the companies that said it is inflicting significant harm on American businesses, innovation and growth. It made no such equivalent connection for the corporation's interest in transgender rights. The obvious question would be, why do they care? The obvious answer is money. You can see what's happening there as well. So absolutely incredible. Absolutely unbelievable. Here. Unbelievable stuff. I think the last one. Yeah, so that's really it, folks. I could really go on here all night. I've got websites and documents and things and files and files and files and files. Stuff here for Australia alone. Exposure to gender theory linked to dramatic increase in transgender kids. There's surveys now in schools questioning kids' sexuality that they're giving them. See, it's all sneaky stuff. Government's plan in Australia for sexuality education in schools, and that was Bill Shorten again, and all this LGBTQ propaganda. I mean, look at the money we're talking about here. And I haven't even started. I'm sure if you look at companies like Toyota and probably Coca-Cola and all this, have a look into it. They're all funding these groups. And as I said, how the hell are the average mum and dad family who are trying to instill good values on their children, on their little girls, on their little boys, trying to make sure they have the best start in life and that they grow up to be healthy and strong and confident and good people with good souls and have families for themselves and continue the family line, you know, and that family unit and that strong bonding. You know, I guess hopefully in the end, love wins and love conquers evil because that's what this is. Transgenderism is the new frontier for the LGBTQ activists. Unbelievable, but I could go on here all night, but, you know, I'll continue as I find out more here and discuss it. On the website, you can contact me directly if need be, and there's also a little chat room there. I understand maybe a lot of members don't want to really say anything and just like to follow and support what I'm doing here, but there is a secure chat room in there in the members lounge, and we'll work on all this stuff as we go forward, hopefully as well. It's a slow process for me getting members in, but I want people who want to be on board and people who understand what I'm doing here and they appreciate what I'm doing here. I know it's not for everyone, and I know it's going to be a slow process, but this isn't for everyone. But anyway, take care. Thanks for listening. Got some great podcasts coming up, and I will be back soon. Plugging out.